That's right, and I'll remember how. Yeah, because it really did work. And besides, which I doubt that I'm ever going to be a recording person. I think when all acting leaves me and I'm alone in the world, then I'll act into my tape recorder. You know, when there's nothing else for me to do, I'll create great pieces. Okay.
They're being very good, by the way.
Your birdies. Yes, they really are, and they're learning.
They love to see it. She's getting better at visiting. She's always been pretty busy.
Yeah. No, they're really, they're darling, and I actually forgot about them.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
yeah.
You get sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So, many, long ago when we had picked up on imaging, and you said, well, does it happen to you before or after you breathe? I mean, when does... And remember, I said, I will not give you that answer, or I can't give you that answer, because there is no answer.
Well, it should never be that precise.
Exactly, exactly. We don't do this according to formula, on the one hand, all right? What happens, I think, on the other hand, is that we, because we're acting, we tend to hold ourselves a little bit tight. See, instead of being perfectly natural as an actress in an acting situation, which is what we want to be, we're just a little bit self-conscious. By being a little bit self-conscious, not only do we lock the breath, but we also empty the mind. We also
you lose the organic flow of energy that would come up on their own.
Good work.
And so then you try to control it here, and it doesn't work anymore.
Good work.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. See, so at that point, it made sense for you to look at me and say, "Well, tell me how to do it. I mean, what shall I do?" And that wasn't the answer. So the answer lies in, once again, the harmony of the parts. If my breath is flowing, which in a beautiful way you now know for yourself, really, and your breath is flowing beautifully. If the insides of my body can respond to this flowing breath, for example, I'm good today, even though I didn't do my voice exercises. My tongue is free, I can feel it, and my voice, you know, there's good, I feel confident in myself as I talk to you. My words are in front, which means that I'm not creating a blockage in here, which means that what I have to say is moving in, what I think is moving into what I say without any barricade. Okay, my breath, my brain is nourished by the oxygen. My brain then has unnumbered amounts of ways for me to teach you this. You see? And so I'm working well today in giving it to you, and what happened was that you were responding in a human, natural way, and you were hearing with images. Because we have that little tiny initial hold, see, and because it locks the imagination and we begin not to have those images, then we wonder what it means.
Or where we went wrong.
Where we went wrong. I just lost the other half of that thought, but I'll get it back. I've gotten it back now. What happens is this. That because we don't use images, because we go a little empty and just try from here, right, from this cutoff thing, we then get in the habit of not using images when we work. Once we become enlightened, once we become aware that, gee whiz, this is a human thing. I mean, my teacher doesn't have better images than I do. I have images. She has images. Human beings have images. Okay? So once we become aware of that, then we begin to, just as the breath flows through the body, fully, more fully in those of us who allow breath to move, than in other people who pretty much hold their breath when they talk, then images are going to, we're going to have access to the images, they're going to flood the mind. Okay? They're just going to come, you know, as we act. Does that make sense to you? Give me your problem.
They just won't come. They'll flood. I think when they flood, I don't think I've ever had images quite flood.
Uh-huh.
Except when you're so into it, it just happens of its own accord. But you technically know how to do that.
Okay, let me...
Okay.
Okay. I think about images, I don't think there is a technically. I don't think so. I think it's allowing them to flow into the mind. Just as you have, even before you were really studying with me, you said, you know, sometimes when I sit quietly or I'm doing the dishes, that's when I mm-hmm. begin to understand. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
When I say that because our breath moves, it's not that it moves, you know, constantly. You know, the breath is quiet, it then moves, it then... It's never locked.
Mm-hmm.
See, the breath has different ways of moving. Sometimes it's enormous, sometimes it's slight. The important thing is that we don't sit on it as you used to, as all of us used to. When that happens, we can sometimes get one image after another, like in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of, what I say, flood. I mean, we can just get, what I'm doing right now is remembering the piece in the Beckett piece that I did, where I had to stand quiet for a long time. Remind me to talk about the hands in a minute. And what happened was I had images of a bleak, gray, November-ish, churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the minute I said that, I saw the church, the stones of the church, and I saw the path, and I saw the grass, which is not grass, but it has so much ice, you know, the ice on the kind of cold ice, especially that London cold, right? I saw all that just in that one, just by remembering that piece, okay? You see how many images just flowed into my mind. So for the most part, what I'm saying is that it happens by itself. Because I then got the idea, now I'm going to another part of the lesson.
I was just going to ask a question, but I'm going to listen first. Is it okay to ask a question?
I think ask it, and I'll get another.
Now, every night after night, as you stood there like this, some of that would come up of its own accord because that's the time every night that you did that, and there's physical reminders kind of that come up automatically, like before the Inquisition with Jones, there would always be certain things that would happen to me because it was so becoming ingrained in me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't always as full every night, there were certain things that I would begin to feel because I knew what was coming up. Now, as you saw that image, and I know this, I'm only asking for precision.
That's right.
I know it can't
ask
be precision,
it, ask
this is my question.
It, yeah.
So you're standing there. Let's say at night it isn't quite there. It's a night where you're a little more, where you're just not quite there. So then do you keep your focus on that image by really just remembering to see really focusing on the image and seeing the outline of the trees? Because not every night, sometimes an image gets, as opposed to old, it just, you're not as focused, and you think it's going to be there, so you assume, and then, oh my God, it isn't there. So to get back into it is simply to really see the ice, or maybe see something new that you hadn't seen before.
You're answering it right there. That's the idea.
Okay,
so we have many ways.
We're never perfect.
And we never hold on to the image. An image can work for us 14 weeks, and then the 15th week it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's another one that flows in. So what we have is a Santa Claus pack on our back of images that we just...
Or the image actually, even in rehearsal, begins to take on a different shape.
Exactly.
And it has a different depth and a different
size. And we follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we follow it. Mm-hmm. Now, so what we're talking about now is allowing for natural behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Let us say sometimes that you, there are times when I have to really think, what does this mean, or how can I summon it up? Sometimes it doesn't just come naturally. Just as one begins to study a script and tries to understand what the hell is really underneath what that, you know, what that character is doing, then let us say that you decide on an image. You just, you know, maybe, who knows in the human self? I mean, scientists don't know. How would I know? At what point you've chosen the image, or it has chosen you? We don't know. Maybe it's half and half. Maybe part of it is rational behavior, and the other part is summoned up.
When I started thinking of images, especially on this thing about abuse, sexual abuse. Now, I was never sexually abused by my father, but I was very, very abused otherwise, physically, verbally. So what I tried to do, I remembered this. I said, Beatrice said, if you breathe down into every cell and every organ of your body that knows more than this will ever know. And without saying, I'm thinking about abuse, but I know it happened to me, therefore it's there. And I want to bring this truth up and out.
Very good work.
That's what I did in the first audition. That to try to remember to trust that it would be there, but to have the courage also to allow this to be more open so that it could go like this.
Very good work.
That's what I...
Ruth, that's what you did.
But unfortunately, it wasn't... doesn't matter. But what
the point
happened
is
was,
you were on the right track.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I knew I was. Because
that's
what
right.
happened was
yeah.
very correct.
Good work.
It wasn't even chance. It was a decision of an actress to allow something to happen.
Oh, that's exactly what I say. You see,
yeah.
sometimes it's a decision, and sometimes it happens.
But it was also a decision into that, God damn it, I left it at home. The mystery of faith thing. I bet you I left it at home. I have it now. I'm sure I left it at home. Because that's where you go like this. It's that. It's like, you
do,
but you
that's
don't.
That's the world.
You,
that's your friend.
Yes.
It's
not here. It's at home.
It's really hard to remember everything, you know?
Yeah.
We're lucky that we remember as much as we do. I'm being nice to you, but believe me, when I forget something, I think that.
But there's a clarity and a focus that I think that I'm finding for me. And what I mean by clarity and focus, it's literally staying inside of myself.
Good
no
work.
No matter what else is happening.
Good work.
Incredible focus to stay in the world that I've created and that openness that I know I need. When she said, oh, let it go, you've got plenty of time. For Ruth, it's not a matter of letting go, it's going even deeper.
Good.
Because you can go so deep for the first time, or even on a film, what's wonderful is it's also fresh and new, you, and it's so spontaneous for me, instinctively, because it's right here. But the more I do it in the run of a play, that's where the training comes in, is to then have to dig even deeper to be even more free, which strengthens your acting muscle, because you've had to go to the point where you don't think you can do anymore, and then go further.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying, and you're on the right track totally. I'm going to now go to this part. When, because there are certain nights, you know, when it's given to you. And you are, and suddenly you have moved in, or in veins and thumbtacks. There were certain nights when I moved my energy to some rightful place inside my body, and when I spoke with Fisher, it was like this, right? You know, I really spoke from my center instead of from my out. You know? Boy, those were my good nights. Okay. Since we're talking about the ideal, all right. When you describe to me the really very good audition that you gave, the one in which they called your agent and said for 20 minutes you were good, I mean, those things really happened. That was one, like a gift from above, that on one thing. And it was also training, and it was also you, whatever it is that you bring over and beyond anything that I tell you. You know, maybe what I tell you, wakens something up in you, and that's what it is. But Ruth, it's okay, it's good, it's brilliant to work that way sometimes, where your world, and the, you know, I'm drawing an outline of my outline, your world and the world of the character, absolutely one. And that's all that lives in you.
So you're really more of a channel for what
a channel, yeah. Absolutely. A vessel through which that person, the character's thoughts and words go. But also, in a way, one can't be expected, I think, to work that powerfully and that deeply and that, you know, insanely correct all the time. There are times when I would like you to be able to summon the truth, to access the truth in yourself in a lighter way, without quite that payment. Okay.
That scene required that for the show, because women that are on the fucking law shows on the goddamn stands are victims that have to somehow have to cry.
I see.
And my choice is not to be shit was to make it that real, that it would be that powerful. Only for that sort. Now, in real life, very interesting. People usually try not to cry, which was the choice I also made with her, was to have it so alive that she wasn't going to cry, but then did anyway, which is much more moving.
Those were the choices I made,
the challenge and the choices I made for that piece.
That's not really what I'm talking about.
But I think I know what you mean by the summoning up the truth. Simply maybe... It's interesting. Okay, let me try this. I think I understand what you're saying. I was at Cunningham yesterday, and one of the voiceover ladies wanted to know how I was. She kind of heard from Diane, and I said, well, I moved out. And she goes, how are you feeling? And I turned to her, and I looked, and I said, I'm devastated, but I'm fine. And she kind of went like this. But it was the way in which I turned and answered her. That in that simplicity, and I didn't really raise my voice, and I noted that as later on, as that had a lot of power, a lot of power, because she did this, but I wasn't doing anything.
That's
a lightness. I mean, light in the sense that it wasn't. You know, wasn't that, which they teach you in method acting.
They do.
It's terrible. So is that what you mean by lightness?
No, that isn't quite what I mean.
Okay.
What I consider, what you said to me, and yes, I mean, if, as actresses, we will remember that true moment where there was so much in you and it was so real in your life that when you told it to her, all you did was, I'm devastated, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you will remember
that. But that's different from what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm saying is this. Now, I think I'm going to act it out so that we see. Let's say that I have to... I'll go back to the Beckett thing, which was also a very passionate, deep thing. Let's say that I have to feel that the character, you know, is feeling herself isolated, bleak, November, unwanted, homely, ongoing, not knowing why, mother, will I change your bedtime? I was able to remember. And I noticed that those words got me way down there. And I mean, like, honey, she's there, but I was there. The tiniest bit of my mind knew that you were watching. But I knew that I was true. and deal. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm saying is that to get there, when I audition too, I kill myself to get it right, you know. When you auditioned that day, my understanding was that you were really there, you know, that you had worked on it, that you held
on to it. And I found it just before I went in the door, because I knew I didn't have it when I got there, but they kept me waiting so long as they tend to do there. And then that's when I started saying, okay.
That was the second time or
the first time.
Uh-huh, and you managed it. What I'm trying to say is this, that as professional actresses, mm-hmm. we want both. That moment where I got it down there, and then I walked into the thing, they gave me the script, and I went, my mother was ill. I found it again. Did you notice that? But did you notice that I did it with a breath? Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is we do it both ways. Now mm-hmm. let's say that I didn't take all of that. I mean, that I didn't have to move all that way down step by step by step as I did the first time, but that I can summon myself there. Because I'm talking about a good day, not a lousy day. That I can summon myself there a little faster on a breath, okay? So let's say that you said to me, okay, I've been sitting there, I talked, I got myself out, and you said, could I see that again, please? Shall I change your bedpan, Martha? Yes, Martha. But did you notice I was able to get there, and I just used my breath. Mm-hmm. So today I'm on a roll. I wish you were a casting agent. I'd get the job. Okay, so that's the point I'm trying to make, Ruth, is that I think
If you can stay out of your head,
If you stay out of your head, where do you go instead of your head?
Into the work. Breath.
That's it.
Yes.
It's into the breath.
But sometimes my head fights my breath.
Oh, honey, you're telling me.
No, what I'm saying is, in other words, if somehow, and also actors are so nervous in an audition situation, or such a feeling of self lack of self-worth or whatever it is that we go through, you know, but if it's possible somehow to take what I try to tell friends of mine is to go take all that stuff, you know, it's not going to go away, it will never go away, you will have it till the day you die, because that's the
matter. Absolutely.
Put it in the back seat of your car, say, I'll talk to you when I get back, but now I have to do this now.
Good work.
You know, if there's a way to say
I like
that, you know, because it's not going, I said it will never go away.
I like that.
Yeah.
I always say put it on the last circle and say, just keep out of the way. But I like the back seat of your car.
Because you're
driving
there.
It's even better. I like that.
Yeah.
I might use that in the book without giving credit. So be prepared. All right, Ruth, dear, now I would like to give you an exercise.
Okay. She's getting quite interested.
Hello, little M. Hello, dear. You want to come? That's a good bird. You're a sweet little birdie. I like you. Good. Now you let Mama Ruth do her exercise, and we'll watch her and see if she does it right. Okay. Ruth, I'm giving you a task now, and just as I did mine sitting down, I want to see the passage of your behavior, the passage of your thoughts, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You're going to do an exercise now. Get your hand off this cup and help it. Let's say that the script says that this man that you hooked up with, you know, just overnight, where you knew that it was a, well, you just did it for some wild, crazy reason, and he was attractive. And the next morning, you wonder if there is a bag full of powdered drug, you know, cocaine, a bag full of cocaine. And you begin to, did he want to go to you?
Mm-hmm.
You begin to, as you look around, you've noticed odd things. You've noticed an artificial leg in a cabinet. You think there's a bag of something. And in the bathroom, there were some strange things on the shelf, really spooky things. And what I'd like is for you to, and the exercise, the girl is alone, and what she does is speak out loud, and her sentences are, God, what have I got myself into? If I stay, they'll kill me. But if I go, they'll come after me. Okay? That's the script. Now, go to work. And I'll just keep out of it. Can you say a word? I'd like now you to do that again, please. Let me see the scene again. actually, it was deeper the second time. Mm-hmm. Yes, but let me first tell you.
The first time for me, I was so stupid. That's Ruth's problem of feeling stupid. They're going to see that I don't know what I'm doing. That it takes. That's what I mean for Ruth. For right now, in my development as a person, I have to get past those considerations and focus with such clarity on what I'm doing to say, that's my fight with my lack of self-worth where I am in my life right now.
Yeah. I
that's the problem. Because the first time I'm thinking, she's going to see all my mistakes, I'm not doing it right. Even though I know this is safe, I'm just telling you that's what
happens
to me,
understand.
And I know I have to get through that so that it's there. Yeah.
I don't like what you just did. I don't like... Yeah? Okay, I caught. Oh, good. So what we want to do is catch the puppy peeing on the rug. You just peed on the rug.
Yeah.
All right? Good. So that... and so did your little bird. Okay, Ruth. So what we want to do... We're jumping away from the exercise for a moment because we caught that. That gesture is too violent. Mm-hmm. That gesture is whatever it's a part of. Part of anger, desire, mm-hmm. over wanting something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But when we stop those gestures, something is going to stop grabbing in here also. That just happened. Now let's go back to the exercise. This is what I observed, okay? I observed, one, that you did the first one, to my eyes, very well indeed. I felt that you were in that world. I felt that it was very real, and I was quite pleased and surprised. I noticed that there wasn't much breath happening, but that you were there. That was it. The second time you did it, I noticed, one, did you notice the breath was deeper and more moving? I could actually see it. Did you notice that it was the same kind of truth? I saw truth in it. I saw power in it. I saw a continuation. Nothing broke. You didn't disconnect. Mm-hmm. And I saw a coloration of that was even more interesting, which you felt also. So let's examine these two things. First of all, you were able to do it. You were able to move down into the torso, into the body, both times. Instead of dealing...
I was fighting with myself the first time, though.
Okay, wait. Let's see, the fighting with yourself, we'll leave that to Linda.
Yeah.
Because that's where that belongs,
yeah.
And she will get at that. And I did hear something interesting over the television, which I'll mention. We'll leave that to Linda. In the acting class, what I'm saying is you didn't let the breath work for you the first time. So we're going to a physical behavior. The breath wasn't alive and moving. You didn't work from the breath on the first one. You did on the second one. The second one was better.
Yes, it was.
So for our purposes, let's say, what would happen if my breath does the exercise and I merely add the words, or if I am a vessel through which the breath moves and I say the words, because my breath can't say them, my tongue, my lips, my teeth, and over my vocal cords, the breath helps, the breath moves there, and then I continue my breath's acting.
That was having the courage to have your breath move over the truth and bring it up and then say it.
I love that phrase, the breath moving over the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say that for us that's the answer. That when I asked you to act, the breath wasn't really there for you the first time.
No.
Okay, so it's...
I'll stop myself from feeling.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, we've learned a very real thing. It doesn't mean that you don't have to solve those, you know, that other problem, other personal problem of personal image. But we have one way of solving it in our lesson. And I'm sure, my dear, if you go to Linda, yes. And if that breath moves for you, it's going to help you there also. Okay? So I'd like now for us, which is very hard, we've talked about it, we've broken the mystery, we've spoiled the moment. Now go back into the moment and find it for me and do that thing again.
Right
bloody now. What I think. Now, you see, as I watch you, it's what I'm actually watching is what you do with the breath, see? And then I know I can understand the scene. Ruth, that didn't work well for you, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
It has nothing to do with you, your self-image, nothing. What it has to do with, as I observed in your body, is when we said, now use the breath and do the scene again, what happened was that you compressed the breath as you started the scene. You went like this. So your eyes went down. You went into your serious mode. Like, now I have to act. Okay. That's a bad mode to go into. Let me show you. I will now imitate. It went, you know, the teacher said, okay, now I'd like you to do it again. It went down, and then you let it go, and there was only self-consciousness, I feel, in the exercise. Okay? The secret is to let the breath crest, to let the breath flow up and out. Okay?
Yeah, so, and I was keeping it.
Exactly.
And controlled.
You were controlling it, see?
Yeah.
I could see it. See, I could see this set on the breath, and then you let it move. So you were manipulating it all the time. Okay, so what we're understanding is, the truth for me that second time was that the damn thing just went, it just moved. This is the third time you did it. The second time was that really good feeling. And the second time it just moved. So now I'm going to do mine again. I'll do the first with that feeling of it cresting. Then I'm going to repeat mine and I'm going to suppress it. The reason I'm not suppressing it first time, it's hard to get it moving again, okay? Did you feel it went like this, my breath? I've been talking a lot, you know, I'm really out of the mood. I change your bedpan, mother. Okay, I'm okay. That was, but did you notice how it was constantly flowing up and out? Okay? Now, what I'd like this time is for you to give me the order. Tell me to do my exercise, even though we've interrupted it.
Okay, I need you to do your exercise even though we've interrupted it.
Could you feel it? I couldn't do it, Ruth.
You can't do what I do with it, is what you're saying. In other words, you can't suppress it. You don't want to.
I didn't have any imagination. My mind, this part of my mind, was so in front mm-hmm. was that I couldn't, I sort of made my hands go up, mm-hmm. Although I didn't feel, they didn't float up, they didn't, it wasn't like that, it was like, get it going, get the exercise, you know, get the thing going. And then I let the breath move here, and the whole time I was manipulating it. Why bother? You feel my breath? Feel my words? Did you see?
Well, then it's so foreign to you, you just don't allow that kind of work to ever go on.
Oh, I should be so lucky.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I mean, that's probably...
Okay. So, Ruth, dear, did you see the difference that, once again, if you and I were to take a whole lesson based on breath, mm-hmm. on the flow of the breath...
Well, learning how to crest the breath.
Let it crest. Could you repeat that, please?
Let it crest.
That's right. To allow it to crest as it really naturally does. Say it.
To let it crest as it really naturally does.
Okay.
I would have no idea what that was.
I know, but you're going to find out. You will learn. That, you see, that would be, if we did just that for a whole hour, which we won't, but if we did just that, that would be your lesson.
That might be a good idea for next week.
Really?
I won't want to do it.
I know you won't. Well, let's get to the acting part. But do you see that that's the acting? Okay. I will talk more about this. I think you learned a great deal today. One is, first of all, you know a great deal about it. You really know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm just sort of... it's just that your mistakes are getting in the way.
I think the three exercises, the first one was my self-consciousness, the second one I allowed it to happen, and the third one I tried to somewhat recreate and live off of the middle one, which was good, and did it by manipulation, which is exactly what happened in my two auditions for Stephen Boschke.
I know. We all have those memories.
So that I would need to learn how not to manipulate the breath, because I've gotten smart enough now.
That's right.
Well, I'm breathing.
Yeah,
I'm breathing.
Uh-huh.
I am
but
breathing.
I caught you. Okay.
Yeah, no, but it's good that you did, because that's a very typical, very typical.
Okay. Good. So we're going to do two things. The point is, I want you to leave the lesson first knowing, yes, we have some things to work on, but also, I really do know about imaging. I mean, I know. It's just that I have to get out of the way of it. That's all. Okay. And we had to do a lot of explaining in order to explain what you do know and where you get in the way of what you know. That took a lot. The other thing next week we have to do, and I am concerned I don't want you to get to Europe before I work on allowing sound to come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. That silent little acting thing without any sound coming out. It's something I want to get at.
Okay.
So, I am going to have surgery, so I'll be...
Yes, when are you having surgery?
Mine is the 19th, okay?
Okay.
September 19th, and I will stay over in the hospital until the 20th. My son will come to be with me. So, I will be out of...
Right before I leave.
I think it is.
So, next weekend is the 14th. You'll be there. So that'll be our class. Then maybe we should try to fit in something before surgery. Now, will you need time for yourself to prepare for that?
No.
Or would you rather be fairly busy?
No, we're fine. I want you to come because I want to get to the sound.
I will
and
also
that way
know
I,
by the 14th when I'm actually leaving.
That's right.
Hopefully.
So come, try to get here.
The 14th
a couple
is for
of more.
Sure.
Definitely, that's a Saturday.
That's our Saturday.
That's fine.
And then what we may have to do is something before your...
Yeah, and if we want, we can do it from the 14th to the 17th, because the 18th I'm busy. Or we can do it before the 14th to the 14th, and if necessary, one more. What I want is to feel...
At least two more lessons.
Exactly.
Before. Now, your surgery, okay, it's on the 19th.
Yeah, and it's outpatient.
Okay.
But they will take me into the hospital because I have so much trouble walking that I may be dead weight.
So you'll have to stay in the hospital on the 20th?
No, I stay the night of the 19th mm-hmm. in the hospital, and then Dickie gets me home on the 20th,
okay.
And I'll be here.
And you have to stay in bed?
No, not necessarily. Just, you know, ordinarily
you
I should. Yes, I will be heavily bandaged.
You should be, yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't want any weight on that hand.
Yeah.
So, I'm practicing using the cane in the left hand, and I've really been practicing as though I were getting ready for the Special Olympics or something.
Yeah.
Walking is a real hard deal for me. Practicing with that, and I go to the physical therapist sometime next week to possibly get a cane or Canadian crutch so that I can balance, you know, the hand instead of pressing down so much. So I'm, you know, getting help somewhere.
But I think the 20th on to maybe the 25th and 26th, I have a feeling I'm leaving the 22nd, 24th, somewhere in there, that's my gut level. You're going to need to be sending all your energy to healing and...
Probably.
I think so.
See,
so
I would prefer that you... Instead of waiting for after the 19th, see what you can do up to that.
How
up to the
17th. About the 14th and the 15th?
That's good.
Let's do that.
I love that because you can use. Yeah.
Guarantee.
That's right, because of your
I
daily.
Will be here.
I think
I
that's
well. I'll be very comfortable with that.
And
then I'll pass, and if we are fortunate enough, and you just go and you go out, you're great, and I don't leave for the 27th.
Yeah, well, then we'll have another Saturday.
Or not.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But if we have those two serious, specific lessons, 11 on Saturday, 11 on Sunday,
good.
I would be very happy.
That
and also,
too.
I have no plans for next weekend either. I have to keep my days clear. So if you need to move it to 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, you call your shot.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
But I, too, am leaving a very clear life for myself.
Yeah.
So let's do that. And that would make me feel that you've got what you need to go abroad. And you've got, dealt with.
I will come in on the 14th at 11, and we will then discuss, do you want to do Sunday at 11, or would you rather do...
Yeah,
maybe at noon.
No, exactly. I might want to do it at noon. And
that would be fine with me.
Yeah, that's lovely. Okay, Ruth.